The IEC, the Electoral Commission, announcing on Friday that they will approach the Constitutional Court for clarity on Section 47 of the Constitution. For Section 47.1e is about the interpretation or the interplay with the powers of the commission to adjudicate objections to candidates. We know that there are objections that can be made to candidates. In the case of Jacob Zuma, it's because he was sentenced to a 15-month prison sentence, which made him ineligible to run as a candidate for the MK party. The Electoral Court dismissing that particular objection by the IEC. The IEC says it now wants to go to the Constitutional Court to review that decision, but the Electoral Court has not published any reasons for that dismissal. Becky Zaley Benjamin is a researcher at Judges Matter, joins me now. Good morning, Becky Zaley. We listen to the argument of both the lawyers for the IEC as well as for Jacob Zuma last week, and then the Electoral Court says, well, according to them, they're dismissing the objection. As it stands now, Jacob Zuma can run as a candidate, but there is no currently any reasons given by the Electoral Court, and you have an issue with that because it doesn't provide us of any clarity on where we stand on constitutional matters, particularly when it comes to the eligibility of candidates to run in this election. Bekezele?
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to the listeners. The Electoral Court did hand down the court order last week, but we still haven't gotten reasons. And in fact, it did not only hand down the order in the Zuma case, but it also handed down an order in the case brought by the DA to allow voters abroad to vote at honorary consulates. And that was also quite a monumental decision because it required that the Electoral Commission set up voting stations all across the world. And so that required quite a bit from the Electoral Commission. We still haven't gotten reasons for that case as well. And I suspect the reason why that is because the Electoral Court currently is under enormous pressure. It doesn't have enough capacity in terms of judges, in terms of staff, and in terms of resources. And so that for us is quite a serious concern, considering that we're a month away from the election.
The Electoral Court relies heavily on acting judges, and they're usually drawn from high courts. So is this essentially a staffing and resources problem? Because provincial high court judges often have to juggle their provincial high court duties with also sitting and hearing cases on the Electoral Court.
Yeah, you could look at it as a staffing and resources issue because, like you said, the judges of the Electoral Court, how the Act is structured is that it should have three permanent judges and then they should be supplemented by two other members who are usually senior lawyers. Currently, we have about two of those judges available, but one other have to be borrowed in a way from other courts, particularly from the Johannesburg High Court, which is the busiest court in the country. So the judges come from that court. They essentially have to juggle their responsibilities at the Joburg High Court with the responsibilities at the Electoral Court. As we speak now, two of those judges from the High Court are acting in the Electoral Court, and I suspect that they are the ones who are probably busy with writing the judgments in both the Zuma and the DA cases. So that also slows down the pace at which the Electoral Court can operate.
And with a set timeline to heading up to elections, in the logistics of it, all lists, ballot papers, sending off ballot boxes and materials to missions around the world, we're hitting a hard deadline for when elections need to be run, the 29th of May here in South Africa, and I think it's the 18th or the 19th of May for people voting abroad. So there is a definite hard deadline for when decisions need to be made.
Yes, absolutely. There is a really, really hard deadline. And so already the reasons for the two decisions the Electoral Court gave last week are already overdue. They're late. But the most serious concern, Lester, is for the upcoming elections. So the Electoral Court, as a specialist court, is the final authority on the outcome of an election. If there's any dispute over the vote count or over who is the winner of the election, it is the Electoral Court that has to decide, and there are no appeals. So once the Electoral Court makes a final decision on the outcome of an election, you cannot take it on appeal to the Constitutional Court or any other court. So that's why we need that court to be functioning at optimum speed, because the more you wait on an election outcome, the more uncertainty it causes. And because of the country we live in South Africa, that might give rise to some violence. And so that's why it's really important for the Minister of Justice to step in, for additional Treasury to step in and provide additional resources to the Electoral Court so that it can function optimally with just the next few weeks until the election.
So you're in fact warning that this could have the inefficiencies, the lack of resources, lack of staffing at the Electoral Court could have an impact after we go to a vote, if an election is contested, that would then need to go to an Electoral Court. If we are sitting with an Electoral Court that is already under-resourced, this could have an impact of the integrity of an election after voting day in South Africa.
Yes, absolutely. That is my fear. Of course, I don't want to be alarmist. I don't want to say that there's anything untoward that's going to happen. But we must consider seriously the factors that are at play at this election. For example, it is the first time that we have independent candidates in the national election. There might be disputes over the vote tally over the independent candidates. There might be disputes in some areas of the country over the vote count. All of those disputes will need to go to the Electoral Court, and the Electoral Court will be the final word. So that for us, we are really worried that if the Electoral Court is not properly resourced, then those disputes will take much longer than needed to be resolved.
Mbeki Zele Benjamin, really appreciate your time. Researcher, Judges Matter, thank you so much.